6, 1310 WIBA and Madison in the morning. Joined in studio today by Josh Gowitz of Legacy Exteriors. You can learn more online, legacy-exteriors.com. That's legacy-exteriors.com. Telephone number 608-221-3000. That's 608-221-3000. And if you've got a question for Josh, love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Josh, you brought in some visual aids this morning.
Show and tell.
And one of these visual aids, by the way, I don't know if you know people like this, but I know people for protection will put like a baseball bat in their car, you know, just in case things get a little out of hand. You know, some of those late nights after having a few, you never know who's going to follow you back to your car. You know, just gotta be careful. Yep. So you have a product there that if you don't have a baseball bat handy, you've got something called a smart plug, which if you were to need that to protect yourself, you could probably do some pretty serious damage with that.
It's like a giant throwing star.
It's amazingly rigid. Let's talk about what that is. And one of the things I asked you, since I'm not in the roofing world, what is it, and what does it do, and why is it so dang strong? Like, why is it designed that way? What's it doing?
Well, first of all, obviously, for people listening, they can't see what it is, but essentially what it is a piece of OSB with a nail flange around it. Mm-hmm. What this application is for is when we're doing a roof, and we tear off all the roof, and let's say they had old, slant back pod vents for their exhaust, four or five on the roof. What this is for, and we're going to swap all those out for a ridge vent to upgrade their exhaust. Mm-hmm. What this is for is when we take out those pod vents off the roof, there's a hole in their roof. And all this is to drop in there and cover up that hole so we can shingle right over top. What's different is that it's specifically made for that application. It's considerably, like you said, durable, stronger. So, like, when we re-shingle it, you're not going to know that there used to be a hole in that roof. Mm-hmm. So you're walking, and what some roofers, what we've seen them do in the past, is they will take a piece of galvanized, just valley metal, so real thin metal, and they will cover the hole with just the valley metal.
Oh.
So, like, if you're walking on the roof and you don't know it's there, you could easily go through. It's very dangerous. Ooh. So all this does is make, it's for that application. You can shingle right over it, but it is not dangerous afterwards.
It's, well, not only is it not, it's something you could tap dance on.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a hard roof deck.
I've got to ask, too, about for people that may use just galvanized metal, wouldn't that create too over time? Just to think of pressure of snow and other things start to create a little dip. Yeah,
yeah.
Which correct me if I'm wrong. That's obviously worse is falling through the roof, but never good having a divot in your roof either, is it?
No. And then when you think about driving a nail through a piece of tin, or it's not going to hold.
Yeah.
So you just risk compromising that roof in many ways. We've seen divots, we've seen shingles pull off. It's not good way of doing business. Mm-hmm. But it's done a lot. So that we talked about in the past, like, it's not what you can see, it's what you can't see.
Yeah.
That kind of separates good companies from bad companies, and unfortunately, the latter gets done way too often.
It is, and I think I know the answer to this question, but why wouldn't everybody be using that smart plug or that product?
Cost.
God, that's
cost. I think it comes down to cost on the product itself, and the cost of installation.
Okay.
The labor effect of it, but it's a matter of how you want it to look, 10 years from now,
yeah,
20 years from now.
Is it? I know we did a show a month or two ago talking about some of the little details around the house, and I think we titled the podcast "The Little Things Make All the Difference." Is that true too for like roofing? Is as we talk about something like the Easy Plug or the Smart Plug? I think to most of us, we think, oh, that's neat, but you realize once you talk about the great benefits of it, it's just a little extra thing there that really does. Going back to our previous conversation about even entry doors and stuff, some of those little things really do make the biggest difference.
Well, absolutely. And then obviously, I think a lot of people know by now that Legacy Exteriors is the place to go for anything, roofing, siding, windows, whatever it may be for the exterior. But this is why.
Yeah.
You know, it is the little things when it comes to, this is just one little product when it comes to the roof. There's so many products that go into a roof. You know, some people just think, oh, it's just shingles. Well, we consider it a system, you know, from, you know, the ice and water shield that we use to all the flashings that we use, how we install all those things, you know, the Easy Plugs or Smart Plugs, the ventilation, all that stuff is calculated. And then specifically with the ice and water shield, you know, code states that you got to put, well, you know, one row by the eaves. Well, that's not even close to where we put it, you know. And then we have to, obviously, we have to do things a certain way to get that Golden Pledge warranty. Mm-hmm. But it's so, so important.
Is that too, and I think of it as a homeowner, is, you know, it kind of reminds me of like you get a new car, and we were talking about, we don't have to mention the type of car, but you and I were talking about a certain brand of car, and I think we both had similar views on it. When you buy a new car, they're all great. They're new. They're brand spanking new. It's got the cool little features. I think what really shows the test is a year or two or five or even 10 years down the road. How does that all hold up? And you know, everybody's excited about the new car. Everybody's excited about the new roof. The problem is, reality, it becomes just after you're done awing at how beautiful it is. Reality is, it just becomes the roof eventually.
Right.
And if people are using inferior products, whether they're code or whatever, but they're able to use that stuff. If they're using those inferior products, you're still sitting looking at that roof going, oh my goodness, what a mistake I made. That can all be prevented up front by saying, hey, we'll call Josh, team at Legacy Exteriors, get this taken care of, and we'll enjoy our new car or our new roof in this place for years to come.
Right. And I think what people don't take in consideration is most companies out there their warranty is around that 2 year mark. Well, most problems, I don't care if it's roofing or siding, most problems occur around that 2 year mark.
Yeah,
because it's just weird how it plays out. But water's a funny thing, and most companies go out of business within that two year mark. Mm-hmm. So, our warranties are literally the best in the industry for not only roofing but siding, everything we do. We back it with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty from our end, and also, depending on what you're getting, like roofing, for instance, we can give you that 50-year non-prorated warranty on not only the shingle but all the accessories as well. It does not compare. And obviously, we've been around for a very long time,
and we'll be around for a very long time. And we mentioned, you know, GAF, and as I see your cap says GAF on it.
Yeah,
they are not a newcomer to the game.
They're not. No.
They've been around quite a while
since the 1850s or something.
Something like that. So really phenomenal.
They're established.
Yes, they have been around for a little bit. Really phenomenal products with Legacy Exteriors. Great craftsmanship. And of course, when it comes to your home, when it comes to protecting your home, when it comes to things like your roof, siding, gutters, all of those fantastic things, Legacy Exteriors and Josh and the team would love to talk with you. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call this morning, 608-221-3000. That's 608-221-3000 for Legacy Exteriors. The website, legacy-exteriors.com. That's legacy-exteriors.com. Josh brought in another product. You may be familiar with a term called Tyvek. Tyvek is a neat little product. House wrap. And it's got some issues, though. And we're going to talk about how those issues have been resolved by something called Green Guard. Josh has brought it up in the past, but he brought in a sample. We'll talk a little bit more in detail on that. In the meantime, check out the website legacy-exteriors.com. That's legacy-exteriors.com. And the telephone number 221-3000. We'll continue our conversation with Josh next as Ask the Experts continue. continues with Legacy Exteriors here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Ask the Experts, hanging out with Josh Gowitz of Legacy Exteriors. The website, legacy-exteriors.com. That's legacy-exteriors.com. If you want to see some samples, images, pictures, I think they call them these days. You got the phones everywhere. I took some pictures of stuff we're talking about this morning. You can check it out on my Facebook page. Also, of course, Legacy Exteriors on Facebook and social media, Legacy Exteriors. Again, that website, legacy-exteriors.com. Telephone number, 608-221-3000. That's 608-221-3000. Wrap it up there by the fabulous Thunderbirds. And if you're putting siding on your house, you've got to wrap your house because siding is great. It looks real nice, but it's not impenetrable. And you want something that's going to keep the stuff in that you want in and the stuff out that you want out. And there's like products out there, and you see a lot of different types of house wraps. And they've gotten better. And it wasn't until now, though, that somebody's really perfected it. And that's the green wrap product that you brought in this morning. And what's interesting is you said, feel this.
Yeah.
And that was it's got a texture, it's got grooves, it's got channels actually right in the, like, it's woven, so there's like channel ways. I'm assuming is that what, to get moisture and stuff away from the house,
to drain out,
keep it away from the, because correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, I am not in the carpentry world, but moisture is bad.
Moisture's not great.
Not great on any part of the house.
No, like anywhere.
So let's talk about this house wrap and why it's obviously so beneficial and why that's your preferred stuff.
Yeah. So obviously everybody's heard of house wrap. It's cold for siding. It's got to go underneath the siding or stucco or brick or masonry, whatever you're going to be doing. And I really think GreenGuard nailed it with this raindrop. It's a 3D building wrap. What the 3D means is obviously those vertical channels that you can see right here. And that is just to when you install the siding or whatever you're installing over top of it, it's going to sit a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so moisture is naturally going to get behind at various times. And so you need it to drain out, and this, all these vertical channels in here allow it to drain out relatively quickly. So they have a sample with typical house wrap on one side and the raindrop on the other side with water on top. And then you flip it over and you can see it. And this stuff drains out the water exceptionally fast, whereas the other stuff, you know, you're going to just, it's sitting there. This is the first of its kind. You know, my job at Legacy Exteriors is to oversee the company, right? Mm-hmm. So I want every job to go as perfect as humanly possible, but I also want the end result to be as perfectly as possible. And so we get products that get pitched to us daily.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely do we look at something and just say, you know, that's it. We're switching everything we do and we're changing to that. But that's essentially what happened when we saw this product, because it just made sense. It fits into everything that we do and what we try to do at Legacy Exteriors, which is to go above and beyond and be a step ahead. And this is that. When it's hard to get excited about house wrap, but you can tell him, yes. You know, I get excited about
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
And I think you should be excited about it if you're going to be doing siding. Mm-hmm. This is a product that you would want underneath your home. You're never going to see this other than the first couple days before the siding goes on, but it's something that is crucial. It's something that you're going to want on your home 10, 20, 30 years from now, because it does everything it's supposed to do and more.
Hey, what's interesting too about that approach too, Josh, is the other brands out there, those are industry standards. I mean, those are not the other ones that people are maybe familiar with house wraps. They are not like, you know, it's not like, oh, they went to the whatever, never heard of, unheard of. The other stuff is it's out there everywhere, and it's interesting when I hear you say that you want to do better than the industry standards. I know this about you. I know this very well about you, that's something that you aim for, a Legacy Exteriors, but that does make a significant difference. Is this is one of those areas where there is an issue because it's an issue that everybody has, most people say, well, then it's just something you've got to accept. But that's a problem. It's just going to exist. It's like you know, eventually things are going to happen. This moisture is going to collect. It's just a matter of fact. You, on the other hand, said, well, it's not a matter of fact. There's got to be a product out there. You come across this product and saying, you know what, we're gonna make this move because it's better. We're not going to accept what's industry standard.
Well, and I think to expand upon your point, just because you can't see there's an issue doesn't mean there's not an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And obviously, you're never going to see the house wrap. You know, at least if you installed it correctly, you shouldn't see the house wrap. But, you know, back there is, like, vinyl siding, for instance, designed to have water go behind. It just is. And we have to have that drain out. There's a reason why house wrap is code, you know, now, because it never used to be until 2001. So you could have, if before 2001, you have your OSB and then the siding, well, your house could be rotting and you really not know about it, right? Where this, there's currently still a problem with trapping moisture. They completely fixed it. Even though you'll never see it, and there was a problem and you can't see it, doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed and fixed.
What you see, what you don't see, Josh is paying attention to all of those fine little details. All those little things. Josh has got you. Pick up phone, give them a call this morning. They'd love to help you out. 608-221-3000. Slower that time. 221-3000 for Legacy Exteriors. I get so excited, I start talking fast.
Right?
Get a chance to write out the number. It's 221-3000 to the website, legacy-exteriors.com. That's legacy-exteriors.com. Again, the telephone number, 221-3000. That's 221-3000. How often do you see when you're doing siding, you're pulling back the old stuff and just finding spots, whether it's stuff that has some of the other wraps where there's you start to see little spots around where the nails are, rust and kind of drips, that stuff, or places without that wrap where they're literally just the OSB is rotting away
all the time. There's always little bitty areas where, you know, moisture got in there a certain way, you know, and over time build up trap, and you get that mold build up or rot, and it's got to get swapped out. So if it's, you know, a house is say 20 plus years old and we're redoing it, you're going to find issues underneath. I mean, and they might not be that bad or a big deal, but some certainly can be.
Well, you mentioned things like mold as well.
Not good
for a number of, obviously structurally not good, but for human breathing, as we hear about spores and other things, and that's really good stuff. So if you think about anything exterior, it's funny, we were talking just before we came on the air today too about Josh, what do you guys do best at Legacy Exteriors? And I said to you, everything exterior. That's it's like what separates you from everybody else. If it's on the exterior of your home, Josh and the team, they are there to help you. They, again, as we've talked about today, featuring a couple of products, we've touched on some of the other stuff as well in previous programs. Every facet of your home remodel, every facet of the exterior of your home, done high quality with the best in the business. They'd love to work with you, Josh and the team at Legacy Exteriors. Make the call again this morning, telephone number 221-3000, nice and slow there, 221-3000 for Legacy Exteriors, the website legacy-exteriors.com. Josh, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy the day, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Our good friend Dan O'Donnell, he comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.